Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated podcast. I'm your host, Sheena, and I am so excited that you are tuning into the pod today. We have quite a bit to cover, so let me give you a quick breakdown of what to expect in this episode. In segment one, What's Happening Now, I'm going to talk about the latest Apple event and how these events have become a mainstay in the Apple modeling for marketing, Forbes' failure in their top 100 innovators list, and the devastation of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas and how you can help. In segment two, self-care, it's time we tap into our need of being with ourselves. As entrepreneurs, we often fill our lives with our business and every other responsibility we have, losing ourselves in the process. We need to change that now. In segment three, Black Excellence, the spotlight is on Tracee Ellis Ross as she launches her new hair care brand, Pattern. Finally, in segment four, The Biz Corner, I want to give you a few tips on what it means to have the right offer at the right moment. Plenty to cover, so let's get to it. There are no friend hosts this week, so grab your tea and let's talk. Segment one, What's Happening Now? Hey, 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 it's so... Oh my God, I'm so glad to be back on the pod. It's so nice. Listen, so much has been going on in the world, socially, politically, and in pop culture. I can't even keep up. I'm guessing that's how we're all feeling, no? I'm like, I have work to do, a business to build, a podcast to record, a life to live, a future to plan, no time to keep up with everything else. But I do get quite a bit of an update since I'm an avid Twitter user. Okay, I'm low-key addicted to Twitter, but that's a conversation for another show. Twitter takes up way too much of my time and probably definitely contributed to my anxiety flare-up I had the last few months. Yes, you guys, I believe in transparency, so let me talk about how my summer months were hijacked by my absolutely horrible anxiety. I've had anxiety forever, and when I say that thing had taken control over me from June through August, it took me down and had me on an emotional roller coaster, unfocused and unorganized. I was working hard on trying to find ways to get it into check once I realized what was going on. I'm not medicated for my anxiety because it isn't that bad or at that level. I've done pretty well with developing coping mechanisms to handle it, but with the sheer volume of things I had going on and uncertainty all around everything, it was at the forefront, dragging me along. I had several projects lined up to kick off, my sister's wedding, and it was all just a lot at one time with little outlet for myself, my creativity, my emotions. I was in a heightened state of anxiety, complete with tension in my body, headaches, anxiousness, loss of clarity, loss of focus, and completely disorganized. I felt like I was getting nothing done and was losing myself along the way. When I finally realized what was going on in late July, I started to focus in on some self-care, taking more time to meditate, do some midday yoga, prayer, journaling, releasing things I didn't need, and giving myself permission to not have to maintain control over absolutely everything. Finally, at the beginning of this month, at the beginning of September, I started to feel like myself again and have gotten back on my grind. I found my peace and kind of settled into myself, complete with organization, clarity, and emotional stability. Sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves, take stock of what's happening around us and how it impacts us emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and try to find ways to regain our truest selves, complete with peace and contentment. So I feel a lot better now. Oh my God. Okay, let's get into the show. So on Tuesday, September 10th, Apple did its annual event to announce its next generation of iPhones and Apple Watches. It was the usual display we've all become accustomed to from Apple, complete with app developer companies showcasing how Apple's new hardware or software improves the experience of their apps, to the videos showing how the new features can be incorporated in your everyday life. Apple is known for this event. They have set the pace and trend for such announcements. It is their greatest marketing strategy. It's beyond a simple commercial or ad campaign. It's literally an entire experience designed to make you believe you truly do need this new product, even though you just bought the last iPhone a few months ago. Apple makes you believe that this new product is essential to your everyday life, and you're missing out if you're not using it. Like, your life is an inefficient mess if you don't have this new watch. It works usually, right? People wake up in the middle of the night to place their orders for pre-orders, and they wait in lines for hours to buy when the products hit the stores. People often joke about the cult of Apple, but it's real. And these events are the center of that. It's the church service. The reason why I want to talk about their launch is not that I'm an Apple lover or that anything groundbreaking was shared in this latest event. It's to talk about how you can leverage some of their basic tactics for your own brand. Now, you may not be able to put on an Apple-level event or have the attendance or streaming numbers they receive. Honestly, their biggest competitors can't even touch them on that. I want you to think about how showcasing product experience can be your game changer for your business, though. Oftentimes, when I see ads on Instagram or Facebook or even pop by some websites for products, I see some generic picture of the product and a cute little caption. Nothing that draws me in with the product. Nothing that showcases how it can fit into my life, transform my life, appearance, whatever. Give me something more, people. Use videos to show that skirt flowing when she walks. Use videos to show me how this app streamlines my business process. Use videos to show me people interacting with your products and their reactions. Videos, candid, scripted, behind the scenes, whatever, are more powerful than a generic cold picture of your product. Use the Apple marketing plan and show experience even in still shots. Also, make your launch an event. Give it a cute run-up teaser, have videos and images in the ready. Interact with customers in real time. Make your website go live with it at the date and time you want and market it with anticipation. The bigger you make it, the greater the enthusiasm. Don't be afraid of being unconventional. Make it you. Your immersive experience and launch can be great too. I always enjoy the Apple event, mostly for their videos and commercials they show. Always so good. Anyway, let's move on to another major brand and their misstep this month. Forbes. So Forbes magazine released their America's Most Innovative Leaders list for 2019 and faced immense backlash because, dun dun dun, it featured 99 men and one woman. That single woman, Ross Stores CEO Barbara Rentler, was placed at number 75 and didn't even get the honor of a picture of her, but rather a stock image of a man. Honestly, I can't even make this stuff up, right? Anyway, several folks pushed back against Forbes, and one of the responses received back was basically, our algorithm and metrics for defining innovative leaders are basically selective for men only, so there. I may have paraphrased that a bit. Their algorithm looks for certain qualities, and unfortunately not a single, well, yes, a single woman only met the qualifications. It's pretty pathetic.
Since then, Forbes has released statements regarding how they fumbled the ball on this one and the work that needs to be done, not just on their end, but in the C-suites of America, so that there are more women in leadership leading top companies. Moral of the story, there are many amazing women who are leading companies, though. There are many amazing women who are founding and launching companies. There are many amazing women who are just doing dope things that are innovative. These women shouldn't be lost in the minutia. They should be given their props, be featured on the lists, asked for interviews, profiled by the media, given space to showcase their awesomeness. And they should be extended more opportunities to lead those large organizations too. Women aren't just the supporters of leaders. Women are literally the best at leading. Once society, men, realize that, they can move out of the way and watch just how good we are at leading. So let's cover one more topic before leaving this segment. The crisis in the Bahamas following Hurricane Dorian. The Bahamian islands were slammed hard by Hurricane Dorian earlier this month, with the storm literally sitting stationary over two of the islands for over a day. The devastation is unimaginable, with an estimated 70,000 people now homeless, numerous lives lost, and cities decimated beyond repair. We all followed the news in our news feeds as people from the islands were uploading videos of water rushing into their homes, rescue operations, and their calls for help. We waited with bated breath for the storm to finally start moving again to just relieve the Bahamian people of the battering of its winds and water and provide an opportunity for rescue. Once that happened, we finally got to see images of the devastation and were all heartbroken and wondering how we all can help. Many humanitarian folks, celebs, and regular people jumped into action, heading to the islands to provide help in any way they could. We watched as a ferry headed for Florida was stopped and told that those that didn't hold U.S. visas couldn't continue on that voyage, with rules changed literally at the last minute by this very, very evil Trump administration. Hundreds homeless and turned away by the U.S. government in a time of need. Disgusted and dismayed, we may be. There are ways we can help. So I have a few listed here, and then I'm going to actually link to a couple articles that can help you out. So Global Giving has set up a fund to accept money for those impacted by Hurricane Dorian. The Bahamas Disaster Relief Fund is accepting wire transfers. The Bahamas Disaster Relief Foundation, operated by the Grand Bahama Port Authority, is accepting donations for supplies. New Florida Majority is helping support community operation centers. Habitat for Humanity will be helping rebuild homes on the devastated islands. There are so many more opportunities. I'll post links in the show notes for articles that list many ways you can help. We must be open to being a blessing to those in need and in service to them. When we give, we gain so much more back because we choose to help others in need. Segment 2, self-care. I spoke a bit in the first segment about my bout with anxiety this summer and how it was taking me down. I know I'm not alone in the fact that sometimes we struggle with mental illness, emotional problems, exhaustion, brain fog, and the like in our entrepreneurial journeys. Sometimes you feel like you're on an island by yourself trying to make everything happen. Other times you feel like you're on top of the mountain and can conquer the world. It all can be a lot and is sometimes overwhelming. Where we often miss the boat is not centering ourselves and taking care of ourselves properly. Now, this isn't just for entrepreneurs. This is for folks trying to build their careers, their lives, relationships, raise children, and the like. Life is taxing. The focus has to be on carving out space for you to be you and to be able to take care of you. Three things you have to be able to do. One, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling in that moment. Experiences come to train us, to provide us an outlet, to challenge us, to give us a space of growth. We can't tamp those down by choosing to ignore how it makes us feel. We have to start owning our feelings. If this makes me happy, I'm going to display joy the way I display joy. If it hurts me, I'm going to display sadness the way I display sadness. It's okay to give yourself an opportunity to feel emotions. Otherwise, you just bottle them up and eventually they will overwhelm and overtake you. Number two, allow yourself to say no. You can tell people no. No is a complete sentence. I have a full segment on no on a previous episode, episode 32, The Power of No is Complicated. Listen to it and refresh yourself on why you can and should say no sometimes. Number three, allow yourself to do what you love. You have things that you love to do. It could be painting, it could be yoga, it could be binge watching Netflix shows. Whatever it is you love to do, get back to doing it. Sometimes we need to pull back and revisit our childhood memories to remind ourselves of some of the things we truly enjoy. Those were times when we didn't have society telling us what we loved was foolish. We had freedom then. Freedom that has since been locked away by society in adulthood. Tap into your inner child and find their places of joy. Think about those things you've fallen in love with recently and do that. It could be something as simple as cuddling with your significant other on the couch. Your joy is your joy. The moral of the story is this. You have to take care of you, or else you're no good to yourself, your purpose, or anyone else. Once you learn to take care of you or take time for you, you'll find you're even more productive, have better clarity, and are at peace when you pull away from work. Living your life fully and balanced is what it's all about. Segment 3, Black Excellence. Tracy Ellis Ross, daughter of Diana, first of her name, slayer of curly hair, comedic actor of shows. I am a huge fan of Tracy Ellis Ross. She is a brilliant actress who has made me laugh since her time on Girlfriends. Now playing Rainbow Johnson on Black-ish, she has become a cultural icon in the land of Black television. One thing that has always stood out about Tracy, aside from being Diana Ross's daughter, is her big curly hair. And it's also an iconic thing about Diana Ross. And Tracy owns it no matter the style. Throughout the years, she has been very transparent about her hair journey, especially in modeling and acting, from damaging it to wear it silky straight to letting it be free and frizzy now. She reminds us all of how we at times have damaged ourselves by trying to conform instead of being free to be who we are, frizz and flaws and all. I love that testimony. With hair being her trademark and the testimony one that she shares often, it's only smart that she journeys into the world of beauty and launch a hair care line. I think of all the folks to do it, she's definitely the right one for the natural curly coily hair. Just last week, Tracy announced the launch of her new hair care line, Pattern. It is so perfectly named since it's focused on textured hair. In her interview with Marie Claire, Tracy denotes that this launch was 10 years in the making. She originally pitched it to the beauty world in 2008 after Girlfriends ended, but to no avail. The beauty world didn't yet, for some reason, see a need for a product for natural textured hair. What crazy fools they were. Sidebar, Black women make up the largest group of buyers for hair care, beauty in general, really. Black women spend billions on it annually because we love our hair. Yet, Black women who have textured hair weren't seen as a viable market by the beauty industry in 2008. Whew, child, look. Talk about not knowing the market, or rather overlooking important groups in your market. Don't be like them, folks. Anyway, back to Tracy and Pattern. She created a line of products that are truly formulated and tested for natural curly hair that comes in travel and jumbo size and priced quite well in the $20 to $30 range. If you knew how much ingredients cost, and let me tell you, someone who is building a natural skincare brand, you'll understand why that is a good price overall. One thing I love about this product launch, it is so Tracy. Her personality is in the brand, it's in the product, it's in the packaging. She speaks about it with such expertise, and she loves it and has a great passion for hair. It's what you should be when you're rolling out something. It shouldn't be haphazard and thrown out into the market. Pour some love and passion into it and watch how much further it goes. Anyway, this isn't an ad or endorsement. I haven't had a chance to try it yet on my big curly hair, but I will because I love supporting new brands and Tracy is such a joy and the branding for this product is absolutely insane. I love it. I trust her judgment on hair. So check it out at patternbeauty.com. Oh, and Black Excellence update. First off, Rihanna's latest fashion show for Savage by Fenty apparently, and not surprisingly, was the end-all, be-all of
inclusive and fierce fashion. Can't wait to watch it on Amazon Prime. Also, brilliant to connect with a streaming service so others can experience your launch. That's pretty cool. Now that's smart business. Also, Pinky Cole of Slutty Vegan just paid the tuition of 30 college seniors at Clark Atlanta University. Love, love, love. That's how you pay it forward and take your own success to help lift up others. You go, girl. Segment 4, The Biz Corner. It's time to talk business. Y'all, I love talking business. I'm basically a business geek, so you guys get to experience my geek out moments. Anyway, let's get to work and talk about what it means to have the right offer at the right time. In the latest In the Moment special, I talked about timeliness of launching and how it is critical to success. So now I want to talk about what it means to have the right offer. We hear that phrase a lot, the right offer, because success starts with the offer we create and put into the marketplace. As entrepreneurs, a lot of us have many ideas in our head. We have many things we want to sell. We have usually one way we can think to position and sell it. The thing is, we need to hone our set of offers down to one distinct offer and be malleable in how we offer it. What do I mean? Let's walk through a few things to help you decide what your offer is and how to position it, shall we? Number one, find what your truest purpose is. That will tell you what your offer needs to be. We often have so many things going on at once. I want a dance studio to start. I want to build apps. I want to shoot videos. I want to teach children. That's like scattered. Or is it? Your passion is dance. So start dance workshops. Make it available on an app for people to train, for children to train. Shoot videos of your lessons and provide an offer based off of that. I just took all of those things you like doing or want to do and put it into an offer. An app-based dance program that offers dance lessons. You may have free small videos on the app and longer programs in it that are paid. When you know your purpose is to help others express themselves in dance and you want to leverage that as a way to make money, this is how you do it. There's your offer. Number two, know what your customers want. Let me tell you, this is probably the, after your idea, this is the biggest part of being a successful entrepreneur. This is the most important step. And it's step number two, by the way. It's not step number six, it's step number two. We have ideas. We have things we know we want to create and build, but if no one else wants it or knows or understands how it would be effective for them, how it's going to provide a solution to their real problem that's giving them a headache, why waste your time and resources developing it? You have to do some research, get to understand who your customers are. In my Launch Optimized program, that is one of the things I collaborate on with clients to understand. There's homework where you have to go out and literally talk to people to figure it out. Some things can't be done behind a computer, unless you're doing a webinar of some sort. You have to get out there and learn what your customers are looking for. It may not be exactly what you wanted to offer, but it may be a variation of it instead. That's fine. It's close enough that you can make the necessary tweaks to the product and get it in front of people to get some real insight into how they use it or want it. Number three, have a clear message. Messaging is super important. Without a message, people have no idea why they need you or your product. Clear and concise message is key. What's your story? That's where you want to begin when crafting your message. In your story is the emotion, is the testimony, is the why. Your brand story is where you start to capture your message. From there, connect your why with your customers' what. What they need, what they're looking for, what they're trying to achieve. Marry your why with their what, and you have your brand message. I started Optimized because I realized that so many entrepreneurs struggle with developing streamlined processes that can be repeated to improve efficiencies, decrease costs, and meet customer demands. I grew up on process development and control, and I hate to see chaos in systems. I married my why with customers' what, and that's what Optimized is, and its message. Get your messaging together for your offer. Why do you have this as an offer, and what does it provide for the customer? Number four, finally, on the road to crafting and launching the right offer, we have to be prepared to shift in how we market it at launch. I spoke about this a little in the previous episode. Launching is complicated, but I want to add a little more around it when it comes to the right offer and the wrong messaging or marketing. So this is where so many fail in their launches or early on in their brand careers. And too many give up right there. Don't. You are too close to your blessing to walk away because you didn't know how to market or message effectively. This is where we iterate. If you've been listening to me or following me lately, you know iteration is something I'm all about. I'm 5 seconds from giving myself the moniker Iteration Queen. Okay, let me stop. Back to work. Listen, your first crack at messaging may not work. Your first marketing ad campaign may not work. Your first landing page may not work. Iterate. In the marketing world, we do this thing called A/B testing. Basically, you put out multiple ad types or messaging and you see what gets the most buzz. Do some A/B testing. Switch things up in how you message. Switch things up in who you're marketing to. Maybe you thought who you thought was your audience isn't even your audience. It happens. Listen, iterate. Keep playing around with how things look, feel, and sound. That may even include your product or service suite itself. Don't be afraid to change. Just don't let that stifle your launch. This should all be after you have had something in the marketplace. That'll force your hand even more and give you real customers to learn from. Having the right offer is so crucial to the success of your business. The timeliness of that launch is also crucial. I think about Tracee Ellis Ross with her hairline pattern. This is a good time to launch because so many women, Black women, women with curly hair, are embracing and nurturing their natural hair. I know that she'll do well now because women would definitely try it out now, and she has incredible brand recognition. Anyway, get your offer together, streamline it and make it clear, craft a solid message, put it out, and iterate and test what works to draw in customers. And please have good customer service and experience. Brands that see customers as only money are the worst. Don't be like them. Maybe I'll cover that in another episode. But craft your offer, folks. Get to know your customers early in the process and get your product out there. Speaking of effective launches, I want to help you launch your product to the marketplace. It's time we understand what your market wants and ensure your product is what they need before wasting time and money. Taking you through a process to build and test ahead of putting it in the marketplace for sale, we can improve your chances of having a solid product ready for sale. Are you ready for your next? Go to my website, www.sheenahunt.com/launchoptimized. Shoot me an email and let's see if we're a fit to work together to craft your destiny. Well, that is the show. Thanks for listening to episode 42 of the Beautifully Complicated podcast. The perfect offer is complicated. Make sure you work on crafting your perfect offer. Get your messaging and marketing together. Launch it with iteration in mind. And please, please, please get to know your customer early in the process. The timeliness and effectiveness of launching your clear offer is such an important thing. So please get to it. If you haven't already, make sure you like the Beautifully Complicated podcast page on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram and Twitter at SheenaD1, S-H-E-E-N-A, the letter D and the number 1. Or you can check out my website, www.sheenahunt.com. Like the show, rate and subscribe, and share with family and friends. Make sure you continue the conversation from the show on our page or with those around you. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay connected, stay fabulous, and always remember, the best life is beautifully complicated.